ninth movement has arrived. A movement that defines our future. Its pure progressive shapes fascinate us. Its lightning performance energizes us. Its intelligent applications and services help us relax. And its unparalleled use of sustainable technology reflects our desire to live responsibly. It combines what we know with what we dream of. The possible with the impossible. It combines what is good for us with what is good for our planet. This is a new world of revolutionary mobility. This is BMW i. Born electric.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome on a snowy day in Munich. I'm delighted you're able to join us here at the BMW Welt for what I think is a groundbreaking event. And I'd like to extend a special welcome to everyone joining us live on the internet. Now, as you've just seen with the film, today we share with you our vision for the future. BMW i represents a new movement in premium mobility. And with this introduction of the new sub-brand, the BMW Group reaffirms its leadership as the most innovative and sustainable premium car company in the world today. Now, it's a new day in our industry, a new era for individual mobility, and BMW i was conceived around a revolutionary idea. This is the first time in history that a car has been purpose-designed and built from the ground up for sustainable premium mobility. BMW i products and services will be created with a combination of natural elements and powerful technology. This is BMW i, and we are absolutely clear in our mind it is born electric. Now, many of you will be wondering why we created a sub-brand. What new customer groups do we expect to reach, and what are their needs, and what really motivates them? Now, I'll discuss a few of these things. And afterwards, Klaus Dräger and Adrian van Hooydonk will speak about the products. I'll also explain what BMW i means for mobility solutions, and that is, of course, also beyond cars. Now, Project i's market research revealed that the mobility needs of our customers are changing day by day. Premium car customers will continue to want customized products. That is without question. Now, this is true for vehicles with combustion engines or alternative drivetrains like hybrid and full electric technologies. And there is no doubt that automobiles will continue to guarantee individual mobility. But there are always a few changes in what this means going forward. Now, first, there have been a series of global trends impacting urban mobility in recent years. Now, a couple of the most significant are the growing urbanization and increasing environmental regulation, with over half the world's population living in urban areas today. Now, this trend will rise. It is predicted to rise everywhere in the world, and China alone has over 80 cities today with a population of between 5 and 10 million each. And environmental regulations are increasing their scope every single day. Regulatory bodies are introducing more regulation impacting the automobile. The City of London's congestion charge is a prime example of this type of urban area regulation. Now, global trends have had a direct impact on how individuals approach their urban mobility in at least three major ways. Firstly, people view premium products less as pure status symbols and more as an expression of their own identity and their value set. For example, people expect premium products to be focused on sustainability just as much as design, innovation, and of course, quality. Second, many people in urban areas across Europe and in Asia and the United States already mix and match intermodal transportation. People choose to take various forms of transport to reach their destination as easily and as quickly as possible. And thirdly, some people are interested in having more flexibility when it comes to driving cars. Their logic's quite simple. I'll pay for it when I want to use it. Now, BMW i was created to reach new customers, given the changes in how people view vehicles in relation to urban mobility. Now, we are absolutely focused on connecting BMW i primarily with two customer groups. The first group is those comprised of experienced premium consumers. Sustainability and social responsibility are key issues for this group. They are focused on a balanced lifestyle, whilst, of course, enjoying the finer things in life. Now, these customers want a car for daily commuting to the city with generous interior space. They want their needs to be met, but, of course, not at the expense of the environment. Now, the second group is made up of cosmopolitan individuals. They're always looking for the latest trends and innovations. Now, this group has a keen sense of style and design combined with a true passion for technological innovation. They're constantly connected to the new media sources for all their information needs. And sustainability is viewed as important, but they aren't willing to sacrifice premium for it. Now, with BMW i, this trade-off isn't necessary. Now, as you heard in the film, BMW i combines what is good for us with what is good for our planet. BMW i offers these customer groups a true BMW with a focus on sustainable and innovative premium mobility. And by the way, at the BMW Group, the letter I has stood for innovation for quite a while now. In fact, since 2001, when we introduced the revolutionary iDrive in-car user concept. Now, in 2007, we established Project I as an independent innovation center to develop sustainable and pioneering mobility concepts. A tough challenge at the time, but I think we're now beginning to see the fruits of that investment. And now we offer the next step in the evolution of premium mobility. BMW i, innovative, integrated, and of course, inspiring. Project i will continue to operate focused on developing fascinating and engineering mobility concepts. Now, just as a passing note, Mini e was a project which was one of the first achievements of Project i, and we've learned a substantial amount from that project. Now, BMW i will be given enough freedom to chart its own course as a result. It will offer premium products, premium services as an independent brand. And at the same time, BMW i is committed to BMW's brand promise of joy through sheer driving pleasure. Now, this new sub-brand serves as an expansion of the BMW brand promise whilst also receiving the strength of BMW's reputation. Now, you're all aware what BMW M stands for. It's performance and its exclusivity. BMW i offers visionary cars and services, inspiring design, and an entirely new concept of premium mobility with all the focus on sustainability. Now, the two sub-brands, BMW M, BMW i, offer the perfect brand balance. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the new definition of premium. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to invite my colleague, Klaus Dräger, who's head of engineering, to join me on stage, and we're going to unveil for the first time the new symbol of BMW i. Klaus. And we wait. And all of a sudden, the logo, like the sub-brand, is pure, progressive, and I hope energizing for you as well. Klaus, stage is yours.
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, auch von mir ganz herzlich willkommen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome from me as well. My colleague explained to you already why we created BMW i.
Zum Erleben erweckt wird eine Marke erst
you see,
durch ihre Produkte.
A brand will come alive because of its product. And I am happy to introduce to you the first two BMW i-Products. Let me start with BMW i3. Maybe you heard its working title Mega City Vehicle.
Wie Sie an der Modellbezeichnung sehen,
and this model designation shows you that we followed our well-known nomenclature of the parent company BMW. This means BMW I followed by a number for the respective model line. BMW i3 will be the first full electric BMW vehicle for the conurbation areas of this world. Increasing urbanization will bring with it a new type of mobility. And for us, as car manufacturers, this means that we do not only offer new vehicles, but that we offer a new way of thinking when it comes to designing and producing such cars. And it is exactly the course which we've charted for ourselves. And in particular, when we started thinking about the BMW i3, it is tailor-made or customized for electric drives and special mobility requirements in an urban environment. It is based on a revolutionary vehicle architecture. The Live 3 concept of the BMW i3, the body will be divided into two horizontal separate modules. It's the drive module. It's a chassis made of aluminium, and it houses the power drain, the lithium-ion battery, power electronics, and a compact but powerful electric motor or drive. Now, the drive module, the second module, contains the live module. It's the passenger cell made of CFRP materials. Now, this extremely lightweight and very robust, rigid, stable material has been used in racing cars or in aeroplanes or in the aerospace industry. CFRP has not been used for structural elements in volume production.
Thanks
to the consistent development of CFRP know-how and expertise in our lightweight construction center in Landshut, we are now in a position to get started with the CFRP production. And the BMW i3 will be the first volume production car, the body of which is made up of CFRP. And ladies and gentlemen, I think this is a small revolution in car manufacturing. But it also brings along a lot of benefits and advantages. Because of the live drive technology and because of the use of carbon, we will offset the weight of the battery almost completely. In comparison with an electric vehicle, which is based on a normal architecture, we can save about 300 kilograms. The BMW i3 is an ideal vehicle for commuting in megacities of the future, and it's got compact dimensions, but nevertheless, its space, its interior space, is really generous. We are going to start our new sub-brand i with one vehicle only. Now we are going to offer you a thrilling and exciting and sustainable vehicle for long-distance travel outside the cities, offering a highest level of dynamism and or dynamics and the efficiency. It's the BMW E8. It's an extremely dynamic vehicle which is very sporty, even on a sports car level, and it combines this sporty character with the consumption of a small car. Now, if you're familiar with this idea, well, there is one reason for that. You see, we showed the BMW Vision Efficient Dynamics at the Frankfurt Motor Show in 2009. This was the first time that we showed it. The first prototype, which is roadworthy, was presented in autumn in Leipzig. The BMW E8 is a plug-in hybrid, and it's the highest level of production. Its high voltage accumulator together with an electric motor will make sure that short or medium distances can be driven using electric mode only. So, if you want to commute to your working place, then you just use electric drive. The electric energy will come from a socket. usually, or we try to offer green power, which comes from regenerative or renewable energy resources. The compact, highly charged internal combustion engine will be added, so to speak, only whenever it is necessary. For instance, if you go longer distances, the BMW i3, as well as the BMW i8, embody being technological highlights, the characteristic features of BMW i. And these are tailor-made, customized cars for alternative drive systems, and we call that purpose-built designs. We use lightweight construction, lightweight materials, and the result of all this is or are vehicles with superior aerodynamics and dynamics with a much extended range. And we also pay attention to sustainability across the entire value chain. So the BMW i3, as well as the BMW E8, is being produced in our Leipzig plant. And until 2013, we are going to invest 13 million euros in new buildings, in new equipment and facilities. And at the same time, we're going to create 800 new jobs. Leipzig will become the competence center for the production of no-emission or low-emission electric vehicles. Talking about environmental protection and being economical with our natural resources, well, we've set ourselves ambitious goals. The energy required per vehicle will be lowered by about 50%, and consumption of water will be reduced by about 70%. In addition, we would also like to make better use of the energy used during assembly, and this energy is to be generated using renewable energy resources. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see mobility of the future comes from Leipzig. In 2013, production will start up of the E8, will be produced there as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what else can you expect of BMW i? Let me put it this way. These are innovative products which we use to expand our range of products, in particular with a view to lifestyle and sustainability. About the BMW i3 and the E8, well, I should say that these are the first, say, agents or representatives of this brand. These are two cars, different at a first glance, but at the same time, they've got lots of common features, an emotional design, highly developed drive concepts with large or extended range, and this independence or in line with our idea, born electric. And we will also offer special packages. The live drive architecture is another aspect with the live drive passenger cell. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, it is very clear that there's latitude and leeway for more products. Three is certainly not a small number. Eight, not the largest number. And in between, there's lots of space, isn't there? The range of BMW i can go from environmentally friendly concepts up to sporty lifestyle products. And I can assure you, BMW i will become an exciting sub-brand with unusual, fascinating products. And I would also like to say, because I'm a member of the board of management of the BMW responsible for engineering or technology. When it comes to designing and constructing such products, I'm very happy that I'm very close to all these progresses. Now I'd like to hand over to Adrian van Hooydonk, because there's no one else here at BMW who can offer and explain you the BMW philosophy behind this, behind all of this. Adrian, you have the floor. Thank you, Klaus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say a few more words about the design language at BMW. That is, all these intentions, sustainability, this high level of premium. How can we put it into practice? And as you know, there will be more than just one vehicle. It was all about coming up with something which a designer cannot often do, i.e. really generate a new design design language which can be extended, which can be expanded. And of course, it comes from the parent company BMW. You will certainly find a few elements which are similar to those used in the parent brand. But it was also important to us that we also can impart this new design when designing these new vehicles. Now, what you will see first, the logo which you will see on the bonnet, what will it look like? And I'm sure that this is a very important question for you. And this is the answer, just behind me. You see, it is a BMW logo in the first place, and I think this is really fitting for a sub-brand. And it also applies to the BMW M sub-brand. So we are going to find the BMW logo. But the BMW logo was expanded. We've added this blue circle because the new sub-brand will also extend what the parent brand BMW emanates, so to speak. We use the color of blue, well, we've used it for quite some time, in particular when it comes to communicating dynamics issues. And it also tells very well with our brand. The company logo has a blue in its center, and this for many, many years. So you will find this logo at the front end, also at the rear end, in a BMW i3 as well as in a BMW E8. What else comes from the parent brand? Well, precision is an important aspect. Precision when it comes to manufacturing processes, but also when it comes to details, sharp lines. This goes very well with what this, what the parent logo or the parent brand wants to say. But we are also inspired by engineering and technology because a BMW must be an authentic car, so the design can promise something, can explain something which the customer will experience while driving this car on the road. And Mr. Dräger explained already, it's all about live drive. You find the live drive module, and up you will find the passenger cell, and we try to get as much light into this passenger cell as is possible. Here you see a schematic diagram of the vehicle. This is not the final vehicle design. I'm going to talk about the details more. Now, here you see what you may call protective or protecting elements, because it involves complex technology, and of course the customers want to have a safe car. They want to be protected while sitting inside the car. So this is the basic setup, the basic construction of this kind of vehicle. Lots of light, which means the interior will be bright, and we also want to impart the notion of lightness, of lightweight, very important for this sub-brand, and of course we also want to impart the aerodynamics aspects. The E8 is the aerodynamics of the E8 is very, very important. Now let us have a look at how we would translate all this to our vehicles. Here you see a BMW i3 and the E8. Well, I know that this is a bit vague, what you can see behind here, but I can promise you that I will show you a bit more whenever these pictures come up. I mentioned the logo already. At the front end, if you look at the grills, you will see a new interpretation of this BMW emblem, the kidney grill. Again, it is outlined in blue. Again, it is a characteristic feature of the design. This kidney grill doesn't have the same function as it has in the parent brand. It is not an air inlet or an air scoop. We talk about born electric, so it's less air which is to be pushed through the grills. But we believe that this is an important feature when it comes to recognizing a BMW car, so we wanted to keep this kidney grill. But there will be no airflow through it. They will just be outlined in blue. So this is a kind of new icon. You might call it that. We also said that there are sharp lines which we want to integrate into our overall design. And the lines will be like this around the C-pillar in the E8 and the i3. They will look like this. This is what we call stream flow. It's a new design for the C-pillar. Now, why are we going for this design? One reason intention is that this vehicle is to impart the notion of lightweight construction. You certainly remember our vision, our efficient dynamics vision car. We did something similar there. In the i3, we can have more light in the interior because of the design. And of course, the C-pillar design, such a design, has got aerodynamic benefits. This is what we came up with while testing this car in the air or wind tunnel. But there will be other elements as well, elements which can be used to recognize, identify this sub-brand. And of course, you see, there are other elements which are different in the parent company, for instance, the Hofmeister Knick or Hofmeister King, the reverse band, then large wheels, and of course, designers like to see large wheels. But in this case, the engineers too wanted to have large wheels. The diameters of these wheels are very large, but they are narrower if you look at them from the front. And this, too, will improve aerodynamics. But I'm sure that you will be able to recognize and identify these cars when looking at these large wheels. Other aerodynamics issues, well, this is something which you will see in the sill area. This is an aero flap, as we call it, directly behind the front wheel. You will see it in both vehicles. Again, a feature which was tested in a wind tunnel, and we have proven its efficiency, and the dynamic efficiency or the aerodynamics will be improved. And again, these are elements and features which we want to use across the entire sub-brand portfolio. Rear end, always very important. Here, the taillights, they will not, you know, light up in blue, but nevertheless, they've got this contour. This is the L-shaped design, which you will find in the parent company as well. So this is what we've shown here. So in the rear end, you will be able to identify the sub-brand very clearly, even at night. And of course, there is a relationship between the parent company and the sub-brand, although the dimensions and other aspects are different. And last but not least, in the beginning I talked about safety, something which is of great significance to our customers. And in our schematic diagram, I also said how these two protective, say, sleeves and envelopes have to be seen. In the i3 and the E8, you will find these kind of covers or envelopes. If you look at it from behind, then you see that these vehicles really have got a robust and stable stance on the road. And this is very important when you talk about a megacity vehicle. Such a megacity vehicle will not drive in cities alone. But we assume that customers living in megacities will use motorways going to the city and then leave the city, i.e. commuting. So it is necessary that such a car doesn't have a robust and stable stance in the city, but also outside on, say, country roads. So I think these are the most important features which we will take from our parent brand. But new issues come on stage, so to speak, as well. Last but not least, the logo. We developed its design, our in-house design consultancy agency came up with this idea. I think Italy is very well with this brand, with this sub-brand. I, this letter I, is probably the narrowest, the smallest letter in our alphabet. And because of the design of this logo, we gave more body, more size to this letter. And again, I believe this fits very well, the idea behind it. And then it is also very interesting to see that this I is, say, hollow, transparent. You see, it means, and this is what the sub-brand stands for. It stands for transparency and sustainability. Another issue also very important. You will find it in all our products. And we know that customers looking for sustainability will check something like this out. We believe that this logo fits this sub-brand very well. Then next premium, meaning the premium extended, taking into account all the requirements of the future. And I think it goes very well with what the parent brand offers and everything that our sub-brand will offer in the future. We would like to show you the film clip again, the whole film clip, and I know that everything was a bit fast, and after that Ian Robertson is going to say a few more words about it. Thank you for the moment.
So, thanks Adrian, and I'm certain that everyone here is looking forward to what these cars are really going to look like. I'm one of the lucky ones, I've seen what's been done, Adrian and the team have done a great job, but you'll have to wait a little bit longer before you can see them. Now the BMW Group is determined to offer innovative, aesthetic and sustainable premium mobility solutions, as you've just heard. The cars we've just seen on the vital element or show a vital element of our approach. But just as importantly, they'll be complemented by a set of premium mobility services. Now let me show you a quick film to give you an idea of what I mean about this.
The world is changing. The way we live, the way we travel, the way we move throughout our cities. We want useful information that helps us find our way. We want suggestions to help us discover the things we like. We want flexible solutions that enable us to live freely and responsibly. Is changing, and we are driving this change with the new intelligent mobility services from BMW i. Born electric.
Now, as you just heard, this is the world of revolutionary mobility, and this is BMW i. As the clip highlights, mobile connectivity is playing an increasing role in all our lives. I'm sure everyone in this room is carrying a device at the moment that gives them a lot more information on what they're doing, how they're doing it, what are possible issues for their own day ahead. Now, in fact, at the Geneva Motor Show next week, we will share our vision of what is possible with BMW Vision Connected Drive Concept. And some of that information you've already seen. And I'd invite all of you to see for yourselves the future of mobile connectivity. Now, BMW Group has offered car-enabled mobility services for years through BMW Connected Drive and, of course, Mini Connected. And these services will continue to grow. These are in the car. What is new, though, is that we are now going to build on the widespread use of those mobile devices to assist people in urban areas. Now, and the BMW i will begin offering car-independent, outside of the car, premium mobility services. Now, this enables us to provide premium mobility solutions through a combination of innovative products and services. BMW i will offer premium mobility solutions in real-time, location-based information. And we're looking into four areas. Firstly, making better use of existing space with intelligent parking solutions, particularly, of course, in big cities. Smart navigation using real-time traffic information. And intermodal travel solutions, including cars, but also public transportation. And finally, premium car sharing. Underlying all of these solutions, of course, are strong partnerships that we've already built with a number of cities around the world. Now, we actively promote new mobility solutions to look forward to advancing these innovations by continuing to work closely with cities right around the globe today. Now, we intend to benefit in at least a couple of ways from offering the wide range of mobility services. First is generating a profit from the services themselves. The second is by introducing people to the BMW Group through those services. And that way, premium service users may become premium customers as well. Now, to extend our premium service, we will continue to use our in-house expertise, as well as, and this is new, entering into agreements with new partners. The location-based mobility service market is continuously and rapidly changing as we speak. And to ensure a strong pipeline of premium services, I am pleased to announce today that we have set up a venture capital company. Now, BMW i Ventures is based in New York City. Now, we chose the Big Apple because it has the insights into mobility solutions that our customers require. And it gives us access to top talent in those creative fields. And we aim to have strategic and long-term partnerships with those type of ventures. Now, through BMW i Ventures, we're able to use the resources of the BMW Group and act with the speed and agility of a startup. Some unique combination there. It's the best of both worlds as I see it. And I'm thrilled to announce that we've just signed up our first strategic partnership with My City Way. A mobile app, My City Way, gives users a one-stop portal offering location-based services and a city guide for major urban areas. My City Way provides users with information on public transport, parking availability, local entertainment for over 40 cities in the United States. Another 40 cities will be part of a global rollout. And I can add today, including Munich, of course. Now, let's take a look at what we have here. Hope that didn't break. What do we have in store? And I'd like to invite Tony Douglas to come on stage. Tony?
Thank you.
You're going to show us what's in store for us.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Ian. Hello to all ladies and gentlemen here present today. Ian just showed with you a film of what mobility services actually might mean in the city. I've got a picture of a guy here you might just recognize a few minutes ago. He was the star of the film, standing in New York. Let's have a closer look and see what this guy is actually doing. In the city today, on lots of urban environments, the question often is how to get from A to B. In fact, before that question comes, what is B and where is B, and then how do I get to B? Ian just mentioned our strategic partnership with My City Way. Let's have a close look at New York City Way, which is one of these 40 US countries already on online. This New York City Way has already more than 500,000 active users, and it basically connects the New Yorker with the city New York, or the other way around, the city New York with its New York people. And this is one example here, the classic restaurant guide, but it's more than just a restaurant guide. You can locate the restaurant. You can even go straight through and book that table in the restaurant for that special occasion. But what are you likely to encounter en route? There's nothing better than live traffic information, and this illustrates that point just straight away. It's live camera feeds in a hub New York, and you can check out the traffic condition. Can I make it for that special occasion or not? Okay, traffic was snarled up. That happens, big cities, every day. What do I do then? Okay, check out alternative modes of transportation. Here I have information on the transit and subway information. But there's a lot more. There's events. What can I do today? Where can I park my car? Am I allowed to park my car? And so on. Now, this is just the start of an international rollout, as Ian just mentioned. There are already more than 40 US cities online, and another 40 international cities are being rolled out, powered by BMW i. And because we're in Munich today, let's not forget our hometown. And yes, my Munich way is on its way too. My apologies for the pun. Thank you. Ian.
So you can see just how much an app like this helps people navigate around a city. Finding more of the nearest car on demand in Brooklyn to making a dinner reservation in Manhattan. And this could be Munich very, very shortly. But this is only the start. There'll be many, many apps to come, offering a number of different premium mobility solutions. And in 2010, My City Way was given 3 awards by the New York Big Apps Competition. And I'm proud to say I'll be serving as a member of the jury in this year's New York Big Apps Competition, which will run very shortly. And I'm really looking forward to that and seeing all the great ideas that are out there. Now, BMW iVentures is a significant investment towards achieving our goal of being the leading provider of premium products and premium services for individual mobility. Either here at the BMW Welt or via the web, I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today on this very memorable occasion for the start of a new movement in premium mobility. Vielen Dank. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, please, we can have a discussion amongst all the people here. Thank you.
Vielen Dank, Ian Robertson.
Thank you very much, Ian Robertson. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This much about the press conference. As Ian Robertson announced already, some experts are now available for any discussions, any questions you may have. I'd like to ask these gentlemen to join me here on the stage.
Für das Thema Submarke BMW i.
Subbrand BMW i, Dr. Uwe Ellinghaus, he's Head of Marketing Control and Marketing Services for BMW.
Herr Andreas Christoph Hoffmann,
Andreas Hoffmann, Head of Marketing Communication, BMW, and Mr. Uwe Dreher, Brand Communication, BMW I.
Project i, und die beiden
Project I and the two models, i3 and e8.
Herr Ulrich Kranz,
Mr. Ulrich Kranz, Head of Project I. And when it comes to mobility services, Dr. Markus Schramm, he's the Head of Sales Planning and Control.
Und Herr Dr. Bernhard Blättel,
and Dr. Bernhard Blättel, he's the Head of Electromobility Services. Ladies and gentlemen, a few organizational remarks. At the counter, you will get a USB stick with all the information, the press release and photos and any other materials, and of course, the speeches or the presentations by Mr. Draeger and Ian Robertson. By way of conclusion, I'd like to offer you a tidbit, a tasty morsel, so to speak. Maybe some of you heard about this already. Saturday, Sunday, we had a special event here at the Double Cone at the BMW World and the BMW four-cylinder. All this is contained on the USB stick, but this is a short version so that you get a taste of what you will see before we start our discussion. Thank you very much for your attention.